This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Gaylord, G-A-Y-L-O-R-D, Morris, M like Mary, O-R-R-I-S. Date of birth, 4/16 of 1940. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Morris with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and peripheral vascular disease. His last visit was February 5th of this year. Now, he has gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and his weight does fluctuate up and down, he reports. He's feeling well, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic back pain and hip and knee pain, and he is ambulating with a cane at this point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no edema. Medications, he's on lisinopril 30 milligram daily, metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Occasionally he uses 400 milligram of ibuprofen once a day as needed for back pain. He tries to limit the use also. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 190 pounds. Pulse is 58. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/25/2024. Creatinine is 1.3 with estimated GFR of 54. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.2. Hemoglobin is 15.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, peripheral vascular disease, stable. He will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.